This shouldn't be a thing.
If you find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Kind of going along with our bird theme of the hour.
It's a bird hour.
It is a bird hour. Calvin found this one from The Drive. Beverly Braga with the byline. Headline reads, "One pesky woodpecker has terrorized 25 cars and counting in Massachusetts town. In the midst of mating season, the pileated pest, likely mistaking his reflection for a rival and attacking windows and mirrors to protect his territory."
Birds are dumb.
Well, and kind of. They're vicious, too.
Oh, yeah.
A seaside Massachusetts town being overwhelmed by vehicular vandalism. At least 24 vehicles have been attacked since March. The suspect, you know this person had a ball writing this.
Yes.
The suspect described as wearing a black and white while sporting a red hat. He's about 2 feathery feet tall. He's a bird.
And?
A woodpecker in heat.
In heat. I think I told you, Jay, when I used to work for the city of Racine, we had a new, a seagull who gave birth to some baby seagulls. And anyone who, and it was 5 floors up.
Oh, my.
But anybody walking on the ground floor on the outside would get dive bombed. They are so aggressive when they feel threatened. Oh, my gosh. We had to put a sign up that said, "Be aware of aggressive seagulls."
Oh, man. Yep. Rockport, Massachusetts has been having problems with this woodpecker that's destroying car mirrors.
Jeez.
Resident Janelle Ferraro told people she caught the bird in the act. She shared her findings in a neighborhood Facebook group. Likely one of the first to realize who was doing this.
Yeah.
They didn't know if it was a person just walking around smashing mirrors. There's been a vandal breaking vehicle mirrors described as 18 to 24 inches tall, wearing black and white with a red hat.
Oh, it's a 3-year-old running around?
Neighbors reacted, saying they too found their vehicle mirrors broken. It is now a viral neighborhood thing. We realize essentially that this bird is the one who's doing it. The woodpecker is about the size of a crow, which is pretty big.
Dang.
Pileated woodpecker found year-round throughout Canada and the eastern half of the U.S. This time of year is mating season, so all birds, not just these woodpeckers, are getting into the mood. If you're seeing the reflection, if they're seeing a reflection of themselves, they don't understand they're seeing themselves. Yeah. They think it's a competitor. Woodpecker's mating season lasts until June. Ferraro says her neighbors have all been getting creative in protecting their mirrors from simply covering them with a scarf or something or a bag, anything to protect their mirrors from the pileated woodpecker.
Wow. Just they're not dumb, but come on. I mean, my goodness.
Well, it's the mirror thing is not.
And when you're in heat, too, I'm sure the bird's just like, "I'm crazy.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Just get out of my room."
Yeah.
So that wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.